The following day saw me walking down to Mr. Gladwin's house, wearing my school uniform, but no blazer because of the heat, and no panties. Upon reaching his house, I walked up the drive to the kitchen door and knocked on it. Mr. Gladwin opened it with a smile and let me inside, closing the door behind me. "Hello, Linda. I'm glad you could come," he smiled. "I've got one of my friends in the lounge with me, and thought he could join in with us, if that's okay with you."
"Sure, Mr. Gladwin," I smiled. "It could be fun."
"And you can call me Chris from now on, Linda, seeing as we've got to know each other a bit better."
"Okay, Chris, I will," I smiled.
"Good. Okay, follow me in, and I'll introduce you to my friend," he said. "He's been dying to meet you since I told him what we did together yesterday."
I walked into the lounge behind him to see a guy sitting on the settee.
"Linda, this is Frank. Frank, this is Linda, the girl I told you about," Chris explained. "Hello, Linda," the guy smiled. "Chris has told me all about you and what you did with him yesterday."
"Hello, Frank. Nice to meet you," I smiled, me sitting down on the settee beside him. "Yeah, me and Chris had a good time together yesterday."
"So I heard," he grinned. "How'd you fancy a good time with me as well today?"
"That'd be nice, Frank," I said, as I took a glass of lemonade from Chris. "It'd be a pleasant surprise and a nice change to have two guys."
"Hey, you were right, Chris. She isn't shy," Frank said. "And she sure looks bloody sexy in her school uniform. She's already getting me hard. Look."
To prove his point, Frank patted the large bulge in the front of his jeans.
"That bulge could be anything," Chris joked. "Get it out and let her see it for real."
Frank obliged by slowly unzipping his fly and sliding his jeans down his legs before spreading his knees apart, his rigid cock jutting out from between his splayed thighs.
"Well, now I've shown you mine, you can show me yours," Frank told me.
I stood up in silence and turned towards him, before slowly lifting up the front of my skirt to completely expose my naked cunt to him.
"Fuck me," Frank gasped. "The horny bitch has no fucking panties on."
"I thought they'd only get in the way," I explained to him, knowing that Chris was going to be fucking me, so I left them off.
"What did I tell you, Frank? Isn't she fucking horny?" Chris asked him. "Wow, is she?" Frank gasped. "I can see we're gonna have some fun today." "Are you gonna ask her about..."
"You know,"
Chris asked Frank.
"Yes, I am," Frank replied.
"Linda, can I take some photos of us fucking and stuff?"
"Well, I don't know," I replied hesitantly. "You don't have a wig I could wear, do you, Chris? Then it wouldn't look like me."
"Do you know? I think we have," he replied. "Joni bought one to use at the 60s dance we went to, and it might still be in the wardrobe. Hang on."
He returned a moment later with a brown bobbed wig, and I tried it on for size. A few adjustments with the internal headband, and I was ready to go.
"Right. Shall I get undressed then?" I asked them.
"Oh, yeah," Frank replied quickly. "Take everything off except your skirt."
I did as he asked, both guys also stripping off since we were ready to have some fun.
"Okay, how about you kneeling down and sucking both of our cocks off to start with?"
Chris suggested as he moved alongside Frank.
"Then we'll see where we go from there."
"Okay," I smiled. "Do you want me to suck them both off and make you come? Or just suck you both before you fuck me?"
"Just suck our cocks for us for a few moments," Frank told me. "You can suck us off after we fucked you."
I smiled at him, and then reached up to take a hold of a cock in each hand, slowly sliding their foreskins back and forth to fully expose their bulbous knob ends as I gently wanked them. And then I craned forward and sucked Frank's into my mouth. Chris quickly took a snap of me holding Frank's shaft and sucking his knob end before they swapped, and another picture was taken. Then I straddled their hips as they took turns at wedging their knob ends just inside my cunt, so as my cunt lips were stretched around them before I sat down on them and took as much as I could inside me. All the time the camera flashed as each one of them fucked me in as many different positions as they could think of.
"Now, before we fuck you properly, there's one last thing we want to film you doing," Frank said. "We want to take some pictures of you inserting a Tampax into your cunt, and then some of it actually inside your cunt with a little white string dangling from you, and then some of you pulling it out."
"I don't have my periods yet," I explained, "but I've seen Mum changing her Tampax, so I think I know how to do it."
"It's okay, Linda. We can help you get it in if you get stuck, so don't worry," Chris smiled.
And with that, he produced a Tampax, and Frank took some pictures of me stripping the paper off of it and pushing one end into my cunt. I'd then to push the little inner cardboard tube inside the outer one and push the Tampax all the way inside my cunt before removing both cardboard tubes, again with the pictures being taken by Frank. He then filmed me in so many positions with the Tampax inside me and the little white string dangling from me before Chris brought in another Tampax from the kitchen. This one he'd soaked in blood from some raw liver he'd had in the fridge, because it was going to be substituted for the new one I now had inside me, to simulate me eventually pulling a used one out of my cunt. I laid down on my back and tugged the string so as the new one slid out of me, before Chris inserted the used one inside me and cleaned me up, and then to slowly pull the blood-soaked Tampax out of my cunt as Frank took more pictures. From the Tampax first appearing between my cunt lips to me finally pulling it all the way out and holding it up for them to see. Then it was time to fuck. Frank had me first, sliding his cock into my cunt as I knelt on all fours and ramming it into me, soon coming inside me, as Chris took pictures of his cum oozing from me and running down my thighs. Then they swapped around, and Chris fucked me until he came, this time with Frank taking the pictures. Then I was pictured sucking their blood-smeared cocks clean for them, and finally some more of me scooping out their frothy pink cum out of my cunt and drinking it down. Little did I know that 6 months later, I'd be doing the exact same thing with them again, but this time using my own Tampax that was soaked with my own blood. The following day, Frank came round to my place to give me a set of the pictures he'd done on the computer after we'd finished. Chris couldn't get out because his wife, Joni, was at home, so it meant that me and Frank were alone to have another fuck and suck session, and boy, did we make good use of it. He fucked me twice, once on all fours and once on my back, and then I knelt in front of him and tossed him off into my mouth as he looked down at me. Me, Chris, and Frank saw each other as often as we could for the next 3 years or so, until I developed enough to be fucked properly by the other guys I was also meeting. Saturday evening at 7 p.m., the doorbell rang. It was our car to go and meet the guys. Once again, we were both blindfolded, and the journey took an hour. But this time, it was what appeared to be a different house, where we were quickly ushered inside. Again, Freddy greeted us and led us into the room where we could get ourselves ready. I was already in my school uniform and only had to take off my coat. But Mum had to strip off to her basque, nylons, and heels before putting on our toweling robes and the two wigs they supplied for us. With the final check of our makeup, Mum opened the door and called out that we were ready. We were then led down to a large room that was crowded with about 20 or 30 guys, obviously used as a gymnasium. Once there, we were offered drinks and mingled for a while with the guys that we were going to fuck with afterwards. Nearly all of them had their cameras with them, still and video, and several of them took pictures of us while we were wearing our robes. As Freddy called them to order and started to explain the night's proceedings, I noticed that the two trannies were there again, looking as sexy as ever in their short skirts that plainly showed all of their suspenders and stocking tops. Freddy explained to them that they could all take turns at either fucking us or having us sucking them off, a break being called before the main event of the evening, after which we'd have another break before our last session with them. As the cheers died down, Freddy introduced us as Fiona and Linda, mother and 10-year-old daughter, and we walked out to the front, where we both stripped off our robes to show the guys what we were wearing underneath. Mum, with her sexy red and black basque and lace top, black nylons, and me in my white blouse and gray pleated skirt, which I lifted high to show them all that I wasn't wearing knickers. He then introduced Mum to them and explained, after 3 or 4 guys had fucked her, she was to be allowed to come over to me so I could suck her out. He went on to explain that they could all fuck me, but to be careful, because I was so young and my cunt was still fairly shallow. He also explained that I'd willingly suck them off and swallow their cum for them as well, if they wanted, and that it was perfectly all right for 2 guys to have me at the same time, one at each end. A cheer went up as he then told the guys to get themselves ready for the evening's entertainment. As the guys busied themselves stripping off, the 2 trannies came straight over to us and asked if they could fuck me and Mum as we knelt alongside each other. We, of course, agreed and got into position on all 4s, while they waited for the guys to gather round with their cameras. "How about sucking our cocks for us first, Linda?" one of the trannies asked me. "Oh, yes, please," I grinned. "I don't know why, but I love sucking your cocks and seeing you in your sexy undies."
A lot of guys do as well, Linda," he smiled. "You'd be surprised how many guys really turned on by seeing us wearing women's sexy undies."
"And do they fuck you as well?" I asked innocently.
"That and everything else a man and a woman do together," he replied with a wink.
"Wow, I'd like to see that," I replied.
"If the party goes okay, some of these guys might ask if they can fuck us," he smiled.
"There are at least 7 guys here tonight that fucked me and Christine before." "Christine? Is she the other one?" I asked.
"Yes, and I'm Andrea," he smiled. "Now how about you giving this cock of mine a good sucking before I fuck you?"
"I'd be glad to," I smiled. "Any time."
I took his knob end into my mouth and slid my lips up and down his shaft as I sucked hard on him, so he slowly bucked his hips back and forth. I looked over to see Mum was doing the same to Christine as the cameras flashed, her suspenders stretching tightly over her rump and the split hairy mound of her cunt pushing out from between her 2 flashy orbs of her ass cheeks. As I slid my lips up and down Andrea's shaft, she moaned softly. I reached up to caress her suspenders and stocking tops, an innocent action that curiously gave me a deliciously tickling feeling deep inside my cunt.
I think you better stop, Linda. Otherwise, I'll be spurting my cum into your mouth instead of your cunt," Andrea gasped.
You can do that as well if you want," I told him as I pulled off of him.
"Later," he smiled. He stood in front of me with his rigid cock lewdly jutting out from between his nylon-clad thighs. "I promise you I will."
To make it easier for him to enter me, I dropped down with my face on the carpet and felt his knob end parting my cunt lips as he slowly eased it inside my cunt. The camera flashed once more as he posed for a moment with his knob end wedged just inside the entrance to my cunt, so as my cunt lips were stretched tightly around it. Then he slowly slid inside me and pushed forward until his knob end was pressing up against my cervix, him then pulling out before sliding all the way back into me. By now, Christine was doing the same to Mum, but was hold of her hips and really slamming his full length in and out of her cunt, rocking her back and forth with the power of his thrusts into her. The video cameras capturing every movement of us being fucked by the 2 trannies. And I heard Christine telling Mum to reach back and hold her cunt lips open while he was near to coming, so he could pull out and let the camera see his cum spurting into her gaping cunt before he slammed his spurting cock back into her again.
"Do you want to do that to me as well, Andrea?"
I asked him.
"I'll try to," he gasped. "I'd love to see my cum squirting into your young cunt. Do you think you could hold your cunt lips wide open enough for me?"
"I'm sure I could," I replied, feeling the first signs of an orgasm building up in my belly as the mental picture of how I'd look, holding my cunt lips apart as he spurted his cum into my gaping cunt for the cameras.
"You toss yourself off and finish coming deep inside me so as I can feel your cock throbbing deep inside my cunt."
"Christ, I bet you're a great fuck when you get older," he gasped as he pulled almost all the way out of me and then started to toss himself off.
There's nothing to stop us fucking regularly until then, I told him. So you'll find out just how good I've finally become, won't you?
He answered by letting out a low groan, and I quickly reached back to pull my cunt open wide as I could for him. I was rewarded by feeling the first spurt of his cum shoot deep inside my cunt, quickly followed by three more powerful spurts before he slammed his spurting cock back into me and squeezed my tiny hips, his cock literally throbbing and jerking in my tight cunt as he emptied his sticky load into me.
Christ, you're fucking horny bitch, Linda, he gasped. And you sure know how to turn a guy on.
The guys that were crowded around us with the cameras were ecstatic with the shots they got of us fucking, and some running videos back and gasping with delight at how they'd capture the moment when Andrea had started to come. And now they'd gotten great shots of his cum spurting deep inside my gaping cunt. As he slowed to a stop, and his cock finally slipped out of me, I spun round and sat cross-legged to suck him clean, Christine suddenly moaning that he was about to come inside my mum. I watched her reach back and stretch apart her hairy cunt lips as Christine tossed himself off into her gaping hole. Him then sliding his still spurting cock into her cunt to finish his shag. As he lay on mum's back to catch his breath, I laid back with my knees bent and splayed wide open, so as the camera could get a good view of Andrea's cum oozing from my still gaping cunt and forming a sticky pool on the carpet. For the next hour and a half or so, me and Mum were both fucked in every position possible, sometimes with one guy, sometimes with two, and all the time the cameras recorded every spurt of cum that was spurted into our cunts or mouths. A favorite position for the cameras with the guys that fucked me was to slide their cocks inside me and then to stand up and lean back slightly so I was impaled on their erect cock, my feet completely off the ground by over a foot or so. This was done with me facing them and with me facing away from them, cupping my budding tits so they could show the cameras just how large and rigid their cocks were and how small and young a girl I actually was. One guy actually fucked me on my hands and knees and then stood up so I was lifted completely off the ground by 2 feet or so as I faced away from him. He then held my wrists so my arms were outstretched as though I was crucified and then walked around the room several times with me totally impaled on his rigid cock. The cameras caught every bit of what happened, zooming in to show my impaled cunt and how he could only get half of his rigid cock inside me as it stretched out my cunt lips around his shaft, and my legs flopped uselessly in front of him. He then squatted down behind me as I stood there with my arms still outstretched and my legs spread wide, fucking me from behind until he came deep inside me. Then he lifted me off the floor once more, stood there so as the cameras could film his cum oozing from my still impaled cunt until his cock softened. And he let me down again, his cock finally sliding out of me, followed by a large dollop of his thick cum. Upon seeing this, some of the other guys were really inspired, and I received no less than 5 more crucified fucks off them in the first session, all captured by film on the many cameras and videos. While all of this was going on, Mum was getting shagged by every available cock there was, on her back, on all fours, stood up, bent over, one guy, 2 guys, and at one point with her kneeling over one guy whose cock was fucking deep inside her cunt, while another was fucking in her ass, and she sucked another one off. As it had happened several times earlier, I was once more laid down on the carpet with my knees bent and spread wide, cum oozing from my gaping cunt, as Mom squatted over my face and forced the latest load of cum out of her cunt and into my mouth, the cameras once more recording every gooey, slimy detail. It was then that Freddie announced a half-hour break for refreshments before the highlight of the evening commenced, Mom being fucked by a dog. Hey. It looked really sexy when those guys walked around the room with you stuck on their cocks, Mum said as we had our drinks. Was it okay, or was it uncomfortable?
It felt really sexy, Mum, I grinned. Their cocks were really shoving into me, and everything I had was totally on show for everyone. It felt great. I really liked it when they held my arms outstretched, because it felt and looked like I'd been crucified. And I really got a kick out of totally being used by them, the feeling it gave me. That's the exact same feeling I get with a dog, she told me. He does it for his pleasure only. I'm just a vacant cunt for him to spurt and fuck his load into. Ooh, what a lovely thought. A vacant cunt for him to spurt and come into. A bit like being a bitch in heat, I grinned. Wouldn't it be great if guys could act outside like they do at these meetings? Imagine walking down a path in the park and a guy coming up to you, telling you to bend over and lift up your skirt so he could fuck you right there and then in the middle of the path. Yeah, and another 5 or 6 standing in line and waiting for their turn, while some others stuck their cocks in your mouth for you to suck as well. Mom replied dreamily, as she unconsciously stroked her drooling cunt. And it'd be extra special if you were on as well. Then you'd really be their bitch in heat. We sat on the floor with our backs against the wall and rested, our knees splayed wide open and everything on show, as several guys came up to us and squatted down in front of us to congratulate us on what we'd let them do with us so far. Mum was really at ease with them and reached out to slowly wank their semi-hard cocks for them as they talked to her, the ones talking to me sliding their fingers into my oozing cunt and gently finger-fucking me as I slowly wanked them. After nearly half an hour, Freddy announced that the main part of the evening was about to start, Mum being fucked and hopefully knotted by a dog. He told the guys that it was okay to do as much filming as they wanted and reminded them that Mum wanted a copy of everything that was filmed during the evening. He also told the guys that as soon as the dog had knotted with Mum, it was okay for them to get Mum to suck them off or toss themselves off into her mouth if they wanted to.
"There's just one more thing I should tell you," he continued. "Save some of your film for what's going to happen after the dog pulls out of Fiona. You might find there's something worth filming once it has, but that's all I'm going to tell you."
"Oh, what have you two got in store for us, then?" the guys gathered round us asked.
"Never you mind," Mum grinned wickedly. "But if I were you, I'd make sure I'd had plenty of film left, because we've got 2 things planned. And believe me, you won't want to miss either one of them."
She was, of course, referring to her shoving the dog's still hard cock into my cunt, and me fucking myself on it, and then me lying underneath it and sucking it off while everyone that wanted to fucked me. With that, the dog was led into a room with a cheer from the guys. It seemed to be a cross between a Labrador and something else, and I was already licking my lips as I eyed its furry sheath as it swayed between its back legs.
"Fiona's going to let the dog fuck her, and hopefully not with her. I shall give a running commentary on what's happening and tell you when it's safe for you to join in. Now, there'll be plenty of time for everyone, because a dog usually nods for about 40 minutes or so," Freddy told him. "Fiona, ready when you are."
Mum got up and moved over to the dog, squatting down in front of it with her knees splayed wide and patting its head. The dog wagged its tail and promptly dropped its head between her knees to fervently lick the cunt juice and cum cocktail that oozed from her gaping cunt. She then reached forward and wrapped her fingers around its furry sheath before sliding her fist back and forth. The dog immediately arched its back and air-fucked her fist, its pointed pink cock now totally exposed, and spitting watery pre-cum as the sheath slid all the way back. Mum then quickly turned around and got on all fours with her knees spread wide to brace herself for the dog's lunging thrusts into her now dripping cunt. The dog immediately wrapped its forepaws around her waist and danced between her feet on its hind legs, stabbing its spitting cock at her rump, but missing the mark by a mile. So Mum reached back between her thighs and guided the pointed tip of the dog's cock in between her cunt lips.
the dog immediately lunging forward and sinking his entire length into her. The cameras clicked madly as the dog fucked into her, and she held his knot inside her cunt. Freddy explaining that if the dog successfully knots with Mum, his thrusts will change to ones that are more deep and powerful than the stabbing jabs he's doing now. I don't think Mum was really bothered with what type of thrusts he was doing. She was moaning with sheer delight. Her eyes were glazing over, and she was really enjoying having the dog fuck his massive cock and knot into her. "I can feel his knot," she called out to the guys. "I've got it inside me, and it's getting bigger by the second. So hopefully we're going to be knotted and tied real soon." By now there was cum oozing from her cunt and flowing down her nylon-clad thighs, soaking through her as he rammed his cock deep inside her and rocked his whole body back and forth with the sheer power of his thrusts. "Oh, I think we're knotted," she finally called out. "I can feel his knot swelling more and more inside me, and by the size of it, he'll not be able to pull it out." This was confirmed by the dog now concentrating on lunging forward with deep, powerful thrusts, as opposed to the rapid stabbing jabs he'd been doing before. "God, oh, he's growing so fucking big," Mum gasped as she dropped onto both hands to steady herself. "His cock has grown so much longer and thicker, and his knot feels really massive now. It's stretching my cunt walls to their utmost, and he's starting to come. Oh, yes, I can feel his cock throbbing and rhythmically jerking deep inside me now." A sticky cocktail of the dog's cum and Mum's cunt juices was literally flooding from her cunt now. As someone lifted up the dog's tail to get a better view, a gasp went round the room. Mum's cunt was bulging outwards alarmingly with the sheer bulk of the dog's knot. You could plainly see the back of his knot that was firmly wedged in her cunt, stretching her cunt lips to their limit, as they and her cunt muscles held him firmly inside her. As the cameras filmed her bulging cunt and the massive knot that was wedged inside it, Mum dropped to her elbows and the dog fucked into her once more, everyone seeing the knot suddenly move further forward and totally disappear inside her cunt. "Oh, that's better," she moaned. "That's much more comfortable." The dog was now lying on Mum's back, panting loudly as his cum flooded from my Mum's cunt, running down her thighs and soaking into her nylons in a series of little rhythmical gushes. "Okay, guys," Freddy called out, "take all the films you want, because the dog will now be knotted with Fiona for about 40 minutes, and anyone wanting to have Fiona suck them off, please ask her first if it's okay." 6 or 7 guys immediately went over to Mum and asked her if she'd suck them off, as loads more got down behind them and filmed Mum's cunt in the back of the dog's knot that was making it bulge open so much. I was then the center of attention for some of the guys, and I very soon had one fucking me and another in my mouth, with lots of guys standing in line. By the time they'd all had their fill of me, the dog had slid off Mum's back and turned around, so's now ass to ass, facing away from each other. So I knelt alongside Mum, with cum running down my legs, my belly swollen and gurgling from the sheer amount of cum I'd drunk. After about 30 minutes, Mum said she could feel his knot shrinking, so Freddy told the guys to get their cameras reloaded with film, as the special treat would soon be happening. It was then that she whispered to me if I was ready for her to slide the dog's cock into my cunt when he eventually pulled out of her. "Don't worry, you'll be able to take most, if not all, of his cock inside you," she told me. "And whenever you're ready, just slide off him and quickly turn around to hold his cock behind his knot, so you can lie underneath him and suck him off. You'll be able to suck him for quite a while. Then, when you've had enough, simply let him walk away from you, and that's it." "Okay, Mum," I smiled. "I'm really looking forward to having a dog's cock inside me for the first time ever, especially with you putting it in for me." "Hey, what's a mother for?" she grinned wryly. A minute later, the guys had gathered close to film the dog pulling out of Mum's bulging cunt. Nearly half of the dog's knot was now visible between her taut cunt lips. slowly at first, then with suddenly a rush, his cock and knot pulled free of Mum's cunt with a loud suctioning sound, and a flood of thick, creamy cum pouring from her gaping hole to splatter onto the carpet and run down her thighs. I was totally amazed by the size of Mum's gaping cunt as the cum flowed from it, and how truly massive the dog's cock and knot had grown since I'd first seen it sliding out of its furry sheath nearly an hour ago. It was now a massive purple and red cock that dangled lewdly from between the dog's hind legs, jerking strongly up and down as it spurted jets of cum from its pointed tip. So I quickly got down on all fours alongside Mum, as Mum and Freddy caught hold of the dog and steered it over to my kneeling frame, its pulsing cock slapping against my skinny thighs and bum. "Ready for your first ever dog cock, Linda?" Mum said to me as she sat alongside me. "Oh, yes," I gasped, "ready and waiting." I braced myself as I felt the spurting tip part my cunt lips, and I felt the hard, spongy cock sliding all the way into my cunt until the knot butted up against them.
"There you go, Linda,"
Mum said proudly, as she held the still swollen knot hard up against my parted cunt lips.
"You've taken all this cock inside you."
"Oh, yes," I gasped. "It feels beautiful." I'd never had a cock inside me that felt so fulfilling and alive as it throbbed and jerked deep inside my cunt, steadily filled it with cum until I could feel it running down my legs, with a thick and muscular cock tapering gently as it got towards the knot. It felt so comfortable, with my cunt muscles gripping it and holding it in place, and the length was just right, with the spurting tip pressing gently up against my rubbery cervix and bathing it with cum. The guys in their cameras went wild, with shot after shot of the giant pulsating cock disappearing into my tiny cunt. I must admit to being secretly surprised that I'd managed to take all of him inside me. So all this fucking I was doing must be stretching my cunt and making it deeper. As Freddy took over for Mum, holding him deep inside me, the dog lunged forward and fucked his cock into me 4 or 5 times, giving me my first taste of how it'd really feel if he was actually trying to nut with me. Mum was now lying back with her legs spread wide apart along me so guys could get some close-ups of her gaping cunt and the cum that was dribbling from it, and was also taking cocks into her mouth as the guys lined up to be sucked off.
"How does it feel to have a dog cock spurting deep inside your cunt for the very first time, Linda?"
Freddy asked me.
"Fucking beautiful,"
I gasped.
"That's the only way I can describe it. Beautiful."
"Good," he smiled. "When the guys have taken all the shots they want to of you being fucked by him, I'll let him pull out so you can spin around. Then you're on your own to do whatever you want with him, if you know what I mean."
"Oh, I know, Freddy," I grinned at him. "I'm really looking forward to doing that."
I reveled for the next 5 minutes with his jerking cock stuffed up my cunt, but was more than pleased when Freddy announced to the guys that they better reload their cameras again, because I was going to do something I thought they'd like to see me do with the dog. Something really lewd and indecent. They quickly got themselves ready, and Freddy let go of the dog's knot and stood back, his cock in his hand. The cameras flashed as I slowly let the dog pull his still spurting and jerking cock out of my cunt, and then quickly turned around and caught hold of him behind his massive knot as I shuffled underneath him and positioned my head under his belly.
"Jesus! She's gonna suck him off," someone gasped.
I smiled sweetly at the wall of faces and the cameras that surrounded me, and then laid my head on the carpet and guided the still spurting cock so as the cum splashed over my cheeks and chin. Then I moved the massive purple cock so it was spurting onto my tightly closed lips, the camera's flashes going wild. Ever so slowly, with me looking directly at the guys, I opened my mouth as wide as I could and directed the spurting tip into my gaping mouth, holding him there as the camera flashes once again went wild, and I was lit up as if by a strobe light. I could feel the powerful spurts of cum on the back of my throat and decided it was now or never. So I swallowed the load of cum in my mouth and opened my mouth wide again for the next load.
It tasted something like a guy's cum. Perhaps a little more metallic, but very nice all the same. So I just had my first ever taste of doggy cum, and I found that I liked it. A lot. Then ever so slowly, I closed my lips around its purple cock and slid them up and down its full length, sucking hard.
Christ, someone else gasped. She's actually sucking him off.
I stayed lying on my back with the dog's cock sliding in and out of my mouth, drinking its thick, creamy cum for the next 10 minutes or so. Me having let go of his cock long ago, so as I could frig my clitty and let the guys film me having my first ever very public wank and orgasm. As my orgasm rapidly built and finally burst and blasted through my body, I recalled that I'd lifted my head up, so my lips were pressing hard against the dog's knot, and the tip of his purple-red spurting cock was way deep down my throat, pumping his cum directly into my belly. Finally, as my massive and violent orgasm subsided, I let my head fall back onto the carpet and sucked the still-jerking spongy cock for another good 10 minutes, pulling it out of my mouth several times and laying it on my cheek to show the guys it was still spurting, and that, therefore, I was still swallowing and drinking his cum. Another 5 minutes went by before the dog finally wandered away and took his beautiful cock with him, leaving me lying alongside my mom on the floor. I wasn't lying there alone for long, though. Within seconds, there was a guy at each end of me, feeding their rigid cocks into my cunt and mouth with exactly the same thing happening to Mum. I remember another 6 pairs of guys spit-roasting me before everyone seemed satisfied and left us lying there, smeared with their cum. It was then that Freddy announced that the evening was drawing to a close, and that to finish, anyone that wanted to could either fuck us one more time or toss themselves off into our mouths before we finally went to get cleaned up. 2 guys knelt on either side of my head and eventually tossed themselves off into my mouth while finger-fucking me. Mom did the same with another guy. Freddy finally handed us our robes and led us to the shower room where we both languished in the hot water and cleaned off the caked-off cum from our bodies. "I could tell you were enjoying sucking him off, my darling," Mom said as we showered. "I like that bit as well, because I can have a great wank then."
I know," I replied. "It was really great, and I'm going to have to do it again."
"Well, I did tell you that once you've been fucked by a dog," she smiled.
You were so right," I smiled back at her.
10 minutes later, we went back into the room and found all the guys had dressed and put their cameras away, and were busy either drinking or comparing notes. A round of applause went round the room as we entered, and Freddy gave us each a drink before we mingled with the guys and answered literally hundreds of questions. "I'll get all the pictures and videos to you in about a week," Freddy told Mum as he handed her an envelope containing our fee for the night. "And the guys enjoyed you so much, they've added a little extra bonus to the money we'd agreed."
"Thank you, Freddy,"
Mum smiled. "Ask the guys if they can find a dog that isn't as big as the one here tonight for Linda. She's dying to be actually knotted by one."
"I will," he replied. "If we do find one her size, we'd better let her have it at home for a week or so she can try it out and get used to being knotted with one, before doing it in front of the cameras, I think."
Good idea, Freddy," Mum said. "Then the guys can have some pictures of a mother and daughter both being fucked and knotted by 2 dogs at the same time."
"You read exactly what I was going through my mind, Fiona," he smiled.
With that, we said goodnight to everyone and were driven home in the usual way for a good night's sleep.
"Well, what did you think of the dog tonight?"
Mum asked me as she sat on my bed.
"When are we getting one?" I asked with a giggle.
We saw Freddy on a regular basis until he reached 13, by which time I'd grown a beautiful pair of 34B tits, and my body had become well-rounded. I'm now able to wear sexy undies, like nylons, suspender belts, cup bras, other sexy things. And I have a full wardrobe of sexy undies, which I wear all the time, something that really turns me on when I go out at night wearing them. Sadly, the meeting ceased because of those very reasons.
The guys wanting a girl with a figure that looked like a schoolgirl's, not that of a young woman. We'd really enjoyed ourselves during those evenings, though, and we'd made lots of money with us agreeing to act out many weird fantasies the guys had come up with, such as bondage nights, schoolgirl nights, doggy nights, and uncle nights. And one good thing that came out of it is I can now take the full length of a 6 or 7 inch cock inside me, as my cunt has gotten so much deeper with all the cock it got from guys every month.